ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तथा ऊर्ध्वं ब्रह्मचर्यं धारयन् आजुहोत्प्रभुः त्रयोदशाब्दसहस्रम् अग्निहोत्रम् अखण्डितम्। Mother Sita, after Mother Sita entered the earth, Lord Ramchandra observed complete celibacy and performed an uninterrupted Agnihotra Yajna for 13,000 years. Smaratam Hridivinyasya Vidham Dandaka Kantakai Supadapallavam Rama Atma Jyotir Agat Tata. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet were sometimes pierced by thorns when he lived in Dandakaranya, place these lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet, beyond the Brahmajyoti. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The lotus feet of the Lord are always a subject matter for meditation for devotees. Sometimes when Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest of Dandakaranya, thorns pricked his lotus feet. The devotees, upon thinking of this, would faint. The Lord does not feel pain or pleasure from any action or reaction of this material world. But the devotees cannot tolerate even the pricking of the Lord's lotus feet by a thorn. This was the attitude of the gopis when they thought of Krishna wandering in the forest with pebbles and grains of sand pricking his lotus feet. This tribulation in the heart of a devotee cannot be understood by karmis, jnanis, or yogis. The devotees who could not tolerate even thinking of the Lord's lotus feet being pricked by a thorn were again put into tribulation by thinking of the Lord's disappearance. For the Lord had to return to his abode after finishing his pastimes in this material world. The word Atma Jyoti is significant. The Brahma Jyoti, which is greatly appreciated by jnanis or monistic philosophers who desire to enter into it for liberation, is nothing but the rays of the Lord's body. Yasya prabha prabhavadanto jagadandakoti kotishvashesha vishudhadi viputi binnam tad brahma nishkalamanantam ashesha bhutam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. The Brahma Jyoti is the beginning of this spiritual world, and beyond the Brahma Jyoti are the Vaikuntha planets. In other words, the Brahma Jyoti stays outside the Vaikuntha planets, just as the sunshine stays outside the sun. To enter the sun planet, one must go through the sunshine. Similarly, when the Lord or his devotees enter the Vaikuntha planets, they go through the Brahma Jyoti. The jnanis or monistic philosophers, because of their impersonal conception of the Lord, cannot enter into the Vaikuntha planets, but they also cannot stay eternally in the Brahma Jyoti. Thus, after some time, they fall again in this material world. Aruya krishtrena paramparam tatha patyantyato nandrita yushmarangrayaha. The Vaikuntha planets are covered by the Brahma Jyoti, and therefore one cannot properly understand what those Vaikuntha planets are. Unless one is a pure devotee. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet were sometimes pierced by thorns when he lived in Dandakaranya, placed those lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet beyond the Brahma Jyoti. We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 11, entitled Lord Ramchandra Rules the World, Texts 18 and 19. The narrator of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shukadev Goswami, has given a very condensed, essential summary of the great scripture Ramayana of Valmiki Muni in this one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Taking some of the most essential lessons that the Lord revealed through this incarnation. The last few verses over these past days have described Sita's entering into the earth. For many, this is a very difficult part of Ramayana to hear, to think about. But to speak about. And it is very common that people who discuss Ramayana very conveniently do not address this particular part of the Lord's Leela. But here we find Shukadev Goswami in the vast book of Ramayana, tens and thousands of slokas. He's only speaking one short chapter, and there's about four or five verses of that chapter about this only. He could have easily left this part out. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Nigamakalpataroagalitam Balam. It is the ripened fruit, the essence, the cream of all the knowledge of all the scriptures, of the Vedas, of all the scriptures throughout creation for all time. Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days to live. Shukadev Goswami brought the most essential essence, highest teachings, and spoke only that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Lord Ram's Leela, he's bringing a concluding focus on Sita's entrance into the earth. We may ask why. It's confusing. It's heartbreaking. It has made people into atheists, this particular section. It has made people angry at God. In order to understand the truth, we must hear from those who have realized the truth. Otherwise, human intelligence alone has no capacity to understand what is beyond material energy. The Lord's pastimes are divine. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattva tatyaktva deham punara janma naiti mameti sorajuna. Krishna tells us that the divine, transcendental nature of my appearance and activities in this world, if we simply understand them in truth, we never have to take birth in this world but attain the supreme perfection of his abode. The spiritual platform of consciousness is beyond the senses, beyond the mind, beyond the intelligence, beyond the ego, beyond the grasp of our own abilities to comprehend. We must use our senses, our mind, and our intelligence with proper motivation and with proper guidance in order to understand. But ultimately, the real comprehension only comes through grace, through the grace of the Lord. The Lord reveals himself according to our surrender through grace. And when we see through the eyes of that vision, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, the vision of love, then we see everything as it is. Therefore, this evam parampara praptam, the concept of parampara or disciplic succession, is self-realized souls who live by the highest virtues of compassion and wisdom. They have preserved the teachings in their original essence over time. Shukadev Goswami, who learned from Vyasadeva, who learned from Narada, who learned from Brahma, who heard from Krishna. Shukadev Goswami, he's speaking about Sita's entering into the earth. Why Ram would banish her after she did everything for him? Recently we were in Rameshwaram for our South Indian Yatra. We discussed the absolute purity, chastity, and the highest realm of divine love that was personified by Sita. Sri Ram was banished to the forest for 14 years due to the influence of Kaikeyi, his stepmother. The banishment was only for him. Sita volunteered to go with him. Lord Sri Ram tried to convince her not to come. It would be torturous for a princess who was born with the greatest luxuries and protection and raised her whole life in that environment to be living in a jungle. No houses. Ram vowed he wouldn't even go into a village or a town for 14 years. He would remain exclusively in dark, deep jungles. No break. Wearing tree bark. Not eating any food that's prepared or cooked nicely, just herbs and roots and whatever you can find in the trees or in the ground. But Sita, her love for him, she insisted. She would not take no for an answer. She had to go with Ram because her life was for him, for his pleasure. And despite every type of temptation, every type of threat, she never once even considered in her mind any of Ravana's proposals. She was alone. She was being threatened by torture and death. She was being seduced with luxuries, power, pleasures beyond conception. It is not that Sita Devi somehow or other curbed her inclinations for these things to remain faithful to Sri Ram. There was never even in that entire almost year even a fraction of a second where she considered in her conscious or subconsciousness anything but the loving service of Sri Ram. And Lord Ram, to glorify her for all time to come, rejected her. When the war was over and she came back to Sri Ram, Hanuman blissfully gave her the news. Vibhishan brought her back after arranging a nice bath for her. And Ram indifferently said, you can go anywhere you want. I can no longer be with you. You've been with another man. Hanuman, Vibhishan, Lakshman, Sita, everyone was weeping. Ram, how can you do this? After all she's done for you. Sita told Lakshman, get wood, start a fire. I will enter the fire. I will not live without my beloved Ram. They just fought this entire war just to get Sita back. And Lakshman looked at Ram. You're not gonna allow this to happen. Ram shook his head. Yes, get the wood. Start the fire. She was weeping, crying. Circumambulated the fire, circumambulated Lord Ram, and spoke. If for even a moment I was not thinking of you with love and devotion, let this fire burn me. And if I have completely remained faithful in my love for you, then what can this fire do? And she walked right into the fire. It was a blazing, huge fire. She totally disappeared. No one could see her. She was consumed. At that point, everybody fell to their knees crying. Even Lord Ram could not control his emotions. He wept. Sita was gone. After some time, Agni Dev, the presiding deity of fire, appeared with Sita, who had no burns. She had a celestial dress that was fresh and clean. She even had beautiful garlands of flowers that were fully blossomed and fresh as she came out of this blazing fire. And Agni Dev testified for Sita's absolute purity of her love and devotion. And Ram and Sita were reunited. And Sri Ram explained, he had no doubts about Sita. But he wanted to glorify her love for all time to come. He wanted people to understand the purity of her love. He wanted so that nobody forever could ever have a doubt about the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. They returned to Ayodhya. He became king. She was queen for many years. But then some very ordinary type of man was having an argument with his wife, and he raised a doubt about Sita. And Ram heard it. Because in those days, sometimes great kings would dress like ordinary people and just mix with people without them knowing who you are, just so they could hear what's really happening. What people are really talking about. Sometimes leaders, they have their own little circles of ministers or advisors, and they're really out of touch with the people. But great leaders, They don't control people. They serve the ordinary people. Like their own children. And in order to serve, you have to understand what is really, what's happening, what they're feeling, why they're feeling, how they're feeling, what I could do about it. That's the way Ram was with all of his people. So he heard this. From an external perspective, he told Lakshman, Sita likes to go on trips, bring her to Valmiki Muni's ashram for a trip. Sita was really excited about it. But then Lord Ram said, when you get there, tell her that she has to stay. She will not come back. Lakshman was in agony. How could he do this? His life, his soul, his everything was only to see Ram and Sita happy together. But he was a lover of Ram. Sita was so happy. She was in the chariot. When they were in the forest, he told her that you cannot return. You must stay here. Lakshman witnessed the absolute breaking of her heart. But ultimately, although she lived for Ram and only Ram, when she was in the Ashokvan of Ravana, it was just for a little less than a year. And she always had hope. The only thing that kept her alive was the hope that Ram would come to rescue her at any moment. But now there was no hope. Now she was being told, in this incarnation, you will never see him again. How would she live? And she couldn't just give up her life because she was pregnant. With Ram's children, his only children.